God created human beings as male and female, sharing one human nature while living through distinctly embodied experiences. Men and women share the same basic sleep systems. Both experience circadian rhythms, sleep pressure, sleep stages, nighttime awakenings, dreams, and the bodily need for restoration. Both can experience insomnia, sleep apnea, pain, stress, grief, caregiving exhaustion, and racing thoughts. Yet shared design does not mean identical experience. Research has identified average differences in sleep timing, insomnia risk, hormonal influence, sleep disordered breathing, and the ways sleep difficulties may be recognized. These findings describe patterns across groups. They do not determine what every individual man or woman will experience. The course uses the phrase organic male and female sleep because sleep occurs within the whole embodied person. Hormones, brain activity, breathing, body temperature, reproductive life, physical health, relationships, responsibilities, emotions, and spiritual concerns may all enter the night. Women experience insomnia more frequently on average. Their sleep may also be affected by menstrual cycles, pregnancy, postpartum recovery, perimenopause, menopause, caregiving responsibilities, and symptoms such as hot flashes or nighttime discomfort. Men are diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea more often in many populations. Factors such as airway structure, body composition, aging, alcohol use, and certain health conditions may contribute. However, sleep apnea is not merely a male condition. Women may also have sleep apnea, and their symptoms may sometimes be overlooked when they do not match familiar expectations. These differences must never become stereotypes. A woman who sleeps poorly should not automatically be told that her problem is hormonal or emotional. A man who is exhausted should not be told simply to toughen up. A woman can have serious sleep apnea. A man can experience insomnia, anxiety, hormonal changes, grief, or nighttime vigilance. Each organic human deserves to be heard and understood. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Male and female embodiment is part of creation's goodness. The fall has brought illness, pain, misunderstanding, relational tension, and bodily disruption. Redemption in Christ calls us away from shame and toward truth, compassion, mutual honor, and wise care. Your sleep experience is not a spiritual competition. You do not need to sleep exactly like your spouse, your friend, or someone described in a study. Receive your embodied life without shame. Notice your actual patterns. Honor meaningful differences. Seek medical help when symptoms suggest a physical problem. Welcome the Holy Spirit into the process of understanding and caring for the body God has given you. Shared human design gives us common ground. Different embodied experiences invite careful listening.